quote, "Any county commission which has adopted a zoning plan shall appoint an officer or designate one of the existing county officials to enforce the provisions of this section." You're happy to look that up. I would be happy if you looked that up. "Such permit shall be issued only when the request, therefore, is in conformity with the regulations adopted. Owners, investors, still continue to rent without their compliance. We feel each and every one should be sent to the prosecuting attorney. Jeff Merrill is willing to prosecute any request that is sent to him." And gentlemen, I personally feel that we, the residents, permanent residents, that our trust has been betrayed by this board. I'm sorry to say that. And we are the most vulnerable of the people in this county, the elderly and the widowed. Thank you for your time. Any questions?
Well, sir, I think that your betrayal is this board. It's the developer that sold you your units. That's where the mistrust was. You trusted him that it was, from what I hear you say, that there was not going to be any night rent.
That is correct.
So it was he that betrayed you.
That is correct. And I feel the betrayal continues. I'm sorry to say that, because I know you guys don't get paid squat, and you got to take abuse from people like me, verbal abuse. But that's the way I feel.
Everybody's got the right to feel.
That's right. Everybody's got an opinion.
Yep.
Any questions, Mr. Adams?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay.
Anybody got any questions for Scott? You want to say something, Scott? Come up real quick.
Something brought up about the HOA, I do agree with some of these things that the folks are saying.
Yeah.
The HOA is absolutely just kind of step back and limiting. This is my opinion, limiting liability one way or the other. I think they in my opinion, they've kind of left both sides out, kind of hanging out to dry, because they could solve this easily by saying we either intended for this to happen or we did not. And we would have to comply either way. And I've spoken to them about this very thing. And I don't, but they have, I'm thinking they've been instructed by their attorneys to stay out of it as best they can. And they've dumped it in the lap of the county. That's my opinion. And it's not a good thing on either side, but I do understand I wish we could get together and get some things settled with some of the issues out there. In my opinion, my door would always be open to that if this was approved. There obviously, this is an issue. There's a lot of mess going on both sides. We're not there every day, so I have no reason but to take what these folks say to be the truth. My thing is some of the things like the noise ordinances and things like that. Hey, look, that's what we have the county sheriff for. And those are things that a neighbor, you brought up a very good point. What would you do anyway? I mean, if somebody's acting unruly, I mean, you're probably safer to just call the police and get that handled that way. But I'm very disgusted with the HOA as well, because they just have left this. They could solve it because the covenants that we have from the villas, and that may be in what they were reading from. You know, it doesn't say one way on nightly rentals, one way or the other. On the covenants that we have, it doesn't say it. And with all the information that they were discussing, and I blame the developer, has got a lot to do with this. And if the HOA would take a stand, I think it would solve a lot of these issues. We have two pools, and one's an owner's building, and they have key cards. We've actually said to them, "Hey, why are you providing key cards? And it's okay for these nightly rentals to go to this building that's supposed to be for the owners only." I think it was an absolute ridiculous thing for them to do, because their nightly renters going up to the owners building where folks, they have an exercise room, they have things like that that people want to use. I don't think they ought to have to be dealing with nightly renters in that particular case. But the HOA is just absolutely It's just like talking to a wall. They just won't do anything. And they're great people. But, and then the residents don't have any. We have no recourse because the HOA is just like the gentleman described. It's basically a developer and two people. That's it. So if it was a group where this thing could be solved, I think it would settle a lot of problems. But I don't foresee that happening at all. And I tried to get a letter for those guys just to see if there was any complaints against my bill. They would verbally tell me no, but they would not put that in writing. I've asked them for a complaint history in the entire subdivision. They'll tell me verbally, well, there's been a few complaints, but nothing in writing. I don't think that does justice for our side or the permanent resident side because, again, I do believe what they're telling us, but I'm saying they should be able to write that down and that should be documented. That's it. You know, we're stickler on the covenants. It says that in the covenants. If the nightly renters, I'm going to say it like this, are making all this issue, how come they haven't issued violations? They have all, which I do believe that, again, I think they're trying to stay neutral. So I think if they'd have stepped up and they said, okay, you guys have had a boat over here, this second, you know, whatever complaint I've had on this villa, we're fixing to issue this violation, and you slap somebody on the hand, then we're going to learn a lot faster. That's my opinion. They won't do that. I still have to fight for my right for the permit, but at the same time, the HOA has created a lot of issues that could have solved this problem. And I think the developer did mislead both sides, in my opinion. And here's where we are. So, unfortunately, you guys have to try to decide this for us. Any questions for me?
No.
Thank you so much again.
I like the way you talk, though. Okay, 360 Long Pine Nightly Rental. Before you come and speak, let us do our part here. You can come on up, but Scott got a little ahead of us there a while ago.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Okay, this is case number 2017-3, 360 Long Pine Project. Jackie Hughes, the applicant, the representative, Salida Young. Here's the map out, our beacon. See it right there in the middle. It's over off the Skyline Road. Back in behind it on Lone Pine Road. 360 Lone Pine Road, Branson, Missouri. Branson Township, Section 10, Township 22, Range 22. Overhead of it. It's a view from the east. The applicant, Lita Young, is requesting approval of a Division 3 special use permit in order to utilize an existing three-bedroom single-family residence for nightly rental. The single-family residence is currently listed per the assessor's information via beacon being approximately 2,151 square feet in size. The home is currently listed on the MLS as being a three-bedroom. In 2002, septic permit number 02189 was issued for the septic system size to accommodate the three-bedroom resident. The septic permit was for a 1,000-gallon tank with 200 lineal feet of SB2 10-inch pipe for the lateral field. That's the big sock pipe, as Dave knows. And you guys approved this for concept on March 20th, 2017. That's a picture of the septic lid. And the wire in behind it actually is a phone. These little black things are a repair or the phone line or cable. Lita might be able to attest to that. But something got broke there and they've repaired it. Taney County planning staff found no evidence of past or present failure of the on-site wastewater system. And that's a picture of where it was. I think I have, maybe not on this one, a copy of the permit. It's a picture right in front of the resident looking to the north. Same area looking straight to the south. Here's our definition of defines nightly rental as a resident building structure. I can keep reading those, but we've kind of gone over those. You guys know the maximum occupancy for nightly rental, two persons per dwelling, plus two persons per bedroom. Therefore, the three-bedroom home would have a maximum occupancy of 8 people. Property is currently served by a public water supply company. It is off an existing drive off of Lone Pine. Therefore, with our 8 persons, we would need 4 parking spaces. The resident is currently served by a two-level drive-through driveway and a parking space to the south side of the drive, exceeding the minimum requirements of the Development Guidance Code. The adjoining property to the north, west, and east is single-family resident. The adjoining property immediately to the south is a vacant lot. This project received a score of -7 on the policy checklist out of a maximum score of 29. Relative policies receiving a negative score consist of right-of-way on existing roads, emergency water supply, and pedestrian circulation. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Number 1, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2, compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 3, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. 4, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 5, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 6, this resident shall accommodate or sleep no more than 8 persons per night. 7, the 360 Lone Pine nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. Special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And I never have explained that, but in our code book, guys, section 3, general conditions for special use permits, that statement's in there because 3.2, a special use permit, the permit does not constitute a land use change. And it's there, and then it's not, therefore tied to the property. That is, it does not transfer as part of the property sale or ownership change. So that statement is not used to establish commercial compatibility because the home is still residential, because your special use permit is not a land use change. That's why they're special use permits. Number 8, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. And number 9, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days that approval shall expire.
Okay, you want to state your name for the young lady there?
Mm-hmm. Lita Young.
Anybody got any questions?
Is there any other nightly rentals in that area? I don't believe there is.
There is one.
I've tried to think. I couldn't remember any.
There's not been any. I think we've had a request, but it was denied, and there may be some there that are not functioning legally. Is that right?
That is what I don't know. I have not questioned the individuals. I know that there was nightly rentals.
You guys approved one up the street.
We approved one of the
The one that had the tennis courts in the basement.
That real big house.
The real big one that had the tennis court in the basement.
That's one. Mm-hmm.
How far is it up the street from here?
I think it's 4 houses up.
I think she's pretty right on the...
4 houses?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. I don't remember that.
I remember one big house up in there, but I don't remember
that approval. I'm not arguing, I just don't.
Steve Shepherd is 290 Lone Pine Road.
Where does he live? Do you remember? Is it noted on there? Lives in Oklahoma, I think, maybe.
Edmond, Oklahoma, you're correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I got a mind like a steel.
He does.
Well, we really discussed it, but because of the size of the house and the location of the house and the parking areas that the house is why we